You are listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk with innovators and policymakers on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Max Johnston. Farms across the Midwestern United States are being forced to shut down and in some cases leave crops rotting in the field because farmers can't fill open jobs. According to one story, asparagus growers in Michigan lost over 1 million pounds of product in 2013 alone due to labor shortages. Stephanie Mercier is a principal at Agricultural Perspectives, a Washington, D.C.-based consulting firm. She says that immigration laws are preventing Midwestern farmers from filling jobs, and that's keeping food off of the table. In the immigration debate, voices from southern states like California, Nevada, and Texas are often the loudest. But Midwestern farmers also rely on immigrant labor and have entirely different labor needs. The problem? No one seems to be listening. We talked about Midwestern crops, President Trump's immigration plan, and much more. Can you provide me a snapshot of sort of immigrant labor in the Midwest and sort of how reliant, and Midwestern farmers, how reliant are they on immigrant workers?
So it's mainly in the larger specialty crop farms, which are primarily in Michigan, in terms of crops. Dairy farmers and other large livestock feeding operations, which are elsewhere in the Midwest, like Iowa, like Nebraska, like Missouri, like Minnesota. And then the other place where you have immigrant workers is in meatpacking. And that's all over the Midwest, but especially in Iowa and Minnesota.
When we're comparing sort of regions, I feel like often in the immigration discussion, or at least with immigrant labor, the discussions often center around states like California and Texas. When you're comparing that area to the Midwest, what does the labor force look like? Is it larger, smaller? Can you sort of elaborate a little bit on that?
The labor supply is larger in California and Texas because they're border states. There's a lot of Hispanic communities in those states. And so there's a sort of a natural environment for people who are coming in the country to sort of congregate to. That's less the case in the Midwest because it's, you know, just in terms of sheer distance, it's further away from the border. So those folks have to make a concerted effort to leave. There are Hispanic communities in the Midwest, but they're probably not as well known to people who are just newly arriving in the United States.
So I'm quoting a line here from the article. It says, Midwest immigration issues are in some cases different from other parts of the country. I know that's a broad statement, but can you elaborate a little bit on those immigration issues that are different?
A large share of the undocumented workers who are in agriculture in the Midwest work in animal care, so dairy and other livestock species. And those are full-time, year-round jobs. In Texas and California and Florida and Georgia, which have large specialty crop farms, that's seasonal labor. And U.S. labor law, U.S. immigration law, more specifically, deals very differently between those two categories. The H-2A visa, which is a legal way for immigrant workers to come to the United States to work in agriculture, is only for seasonal work.
I see.
And so people who are running dairy operations are not eligible to hire H-2A workers.
So because of that, they're pulling from a smaller pool, I suppose.
They also know that even if they're getting that documentation from these workers, that they're probably not legal.
The cultural aspect of the Midwest, in that it is colder, the cities are sort of, the population is more widely distributed. Does that mm-hmm. factor into to the labor pool itself?
Yeah, it does, because a lot of those, especially the undocumented, don't have legal driver's licenses, so it's harder for them to get around. And frankly, there's not very good mass transit in a lot of parts, especially rural areas in the Midwest.
So for those year-round positions you mentioned, especially in animal care, is there any sort of legal mechanism that makes it easier for those jobs to be filled?
Nope.
None. And is that a question of sort of representation in the Midwestern agriculture sector in these immigration debates? Like, is there a reason that this hasn't been addressed?
H-2A visas have been around for a long time, and this shortcoming with them, the fact that they only allow seasonal workers, they only provide legal status to seasonal guest workers, that flaw has been known for a long time, but there's been no ability to address that issue either in a large immigration bill or even in a standalone sort of piecemeal approach.
And how does this impact the farm sector in the Midwest specifically? Do we see it on sort of the supply side? How does not being able to fill those jobs, how does that affect the farmers themselves?
Well, I mean, there have been documented cases where operations have shut down because they simply don't have enough workers. There are some cases, wealthier operations, bigger operations, where they have gone to robotic milking machines. It's very expensive, but obviously, if you can milk the cow using a robotic machine, you don't need to have nearly as many humans around.
And often in the immigration debate, there's this notion that is often cited, that is, these are jobs that immigrants would be taking away these jobs from Americans. But the way you describe that doesn't sound like it'd be the case. So these jobs that are open, that are documented workers, aren't pursuing. Am I right there?
Yeah, no, there's lots of evidence that farmers in the Midwest and, frankly, elsewhere in the country are it's really hard for them to find non-immigrants, like American citizens, willing to fill those jobs. In part, I mean, there's a whole lot of reasons for it. One is hard physical labor, and a lot of Americans don't want to do that. The pay isn't great, although even when you offer minimum wage and above, the Americans aren't filling those jobs. And there's been some researchers I find interesting is that farm work on a hard basis has become somewhat stigmatized socially, and that even people who have lost their jobs at a local factory would rather go on unemployment than take a job at a farm.
So one thing you mentioned in the study is the lobbying effort, sort of the stuff that goes into representing farmers' interests, especially in stuff like the Farm Bill. You mentioned there's this organization called the AWC, the Agriculture Workforce Coalition, and uh-huh. They're sort of one of these larger lobbying groups. And states in the Midwest have very little representation on this. It looks like only two, the Illinois and Michigan Farm Bureaus, were actually on the AWC itself, and the rest were from Florida, Georgia, and Texas, and a few others. So can you tell me
California is a big player in that coalition.
Yeah, 13 separate California associations, I see.
Yeah.
So why, I guess I know this is a loaded question, but why is that? Why are Midwestern farmers struggling to have their voices heard when it comes to the debate over this policy? Is that a historical trend that Midwestern farmers don't have that representation on the sort of the lobbying side?
I think it's more not that they don't have representation, period. It's just that this has not been an issue that the groups they belong to have focused on. When you have a farm group like a Michigan Farm Bureau, an Iowa Farm Bureau, a Minnesota Farmers Union, they tend to focus on sort of the interests of the larger groups of farmers, which are the row crop guys who care more about farm programs and crop insurance and less about immigration. Immigration is an important issue to select subgroups within Midwest agriculture, but all those states are, except for, I would say, Michigan and Wisconsin, are really dominated by the crop production sector. And it's their issues that get the lion's share of the lobbying attention, and not so much the immigration issues.
When we're speaking more sort of more contemporary issues, obviously immigration was a big part of President Trump's platform. And I understand there's clearly a difference between his platform and the legislation that's been enacted. But that sort of hardline stance on immigration, has that begun to take an effect or impacted immigrant labor in the Midwest yet? And sort of, or are there any indicators that it will?
Mainly the issues that are sort of being talked about publicly are DACA, which President Trump signed an executive order essentially canceling it as of March 5th, the southern border wall. Mm-hmm. He wants to build, and then he also wants to eliminate the ability of people who are here legally to bring members of their family into the United States from other countries, and then this visa lottery system. The focus on these things, I think, is continuing to have an adverse effect of the availability of farm labor in general.
What do you think about Mercier's research? Email us with any questions or comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com or leave them in the comments below this post. The Food Fix is a project of the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation and the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism at Michigan State University. I've been your host, Max Johnston. Thanks for listening.